You are listening to Sherpa Shorts, a special presentation of the Youth Ministry Sherpas Podcast with Steve Anderson and Matthew McCabe.
And we're back. Special edition of the Youth Ministry Sherpas Podcast, Sherpa Shorts, 26 days.
26 days, 26 letters, 26 words, a trip to the alphabet with the word associated with each letter and how it relates to student ministry.
And here we are on day 12.
Wow, we're almost halfway.
Almost halfway through the
alphabet. That's amazing.
Here we go.
It's your turn today, right?
It is my turn.
So what is your word for?
The letter L.
My word for the letter L is laser tag.
Okay.
Laser tag. And amusement parks and other sundried events that we do that on its surface has zero spiritual impact.
Oh, that's not true.
Well, okay.
When I crush all the middle school kids at laser tag, we do it like once a year.
And like
I would go to the top of the building or whatever it is, the top of the arena. That's the arena, right? And I would just be picking off 6th and 7th grade girls, left and right, racking up the points.
You're heartless. Go after the guys who know what they're doing. No, you're up there getting Susie and Jane over there who don't even want to be there.
I suck at paintball. I suck at video games. But middle school laser tag, man, I am the king.
Yeah. So the conversation that I want to have is, We have these events that scatter our calendars,
yeah.
Right? Laser tag, and we go to the amusement park, and we
right.
Things like that. That again, we're not. There's no Bible study. There's no preaching. There's no prayer. There's no whatever.
So just good Christian violence.
Just yeah, absolutely. So how do we see those fitting into? Because clearly we wouldn't do them if they didn't fit into the bigger picture. So how do they fit into the bigger picture? And how do we explain that to? Whether it be a student that goes, why are we just playing laser tag?
Mm.
Or a parent who says, what, laser tag? Really? I mean,
yeah.
You know, how do we do that?
Well, the first thing is that it's all about relationships. I mean, that's pretty obvious. And one way to build relationships with students is to have fun with them, right?
Absolutely.
So it seems like it's really straightforward in that sense. But I think it's possible to get lost in that as well, to just be thinking that everything then is productive just because you're together.
You're together.
And there may be a limit to that, I think, is where we have to figure out or draw the line to what that limit is.
Right. And I guess that would be my next, because I think you're right. I think it's obvious. We want to build relationships. You build relationships by doing stuff together. How much is too much, right?
Yeah.
When is the calendar too full of...
Right.
Laser tag and amusement parks and not full enough of what we do once we have the relationships.
This changes over time as a youth leader as well. Because when you're young and you don't have as many commitments maybe or a family or your own kids, you're like, hey, I need somebody to play laser tag with, right? I need somebody to pound paintballs on. Let's get the kids from youth group to do it. But then you have 3 kids, 4 kids. That's not what you're looking forward to doing on Friday night anymore, right? So... That would change.
Not only are you justifying to your students and your parents while you're doing a paintball event, you're also explaining to your wife or your husband and your kids why you're going on another Saturday night to play laser tag. Not to be in a retreat, not to be on a mission trip, but to play laser tag.
Yeah, before we talk about how to justify it, I'm curious, how much of this kind of stuff do you guys actually do?
Yeah, I mean, I think we do a fair amount of it. And sometimes I wonder if we're doing too much of it or too little of it, because I think there is a sweet spot.
Yeah.
Right? You have to be able to pitch to our students. You know, we do an event for our middle schoolers once a month on a Friday night. It's called Friday Night Madness. It's just straight up a game night. There's no lesson. There's no prayer. There's no anything. And that's been a bone of contention with some over the years.
Oh, is that right?
Hey, we've got all these kids here. Why don't we at least present the gospel? Why don't we at least pray or do something? And of course, we've pitched it as a game night.
Uh-huh.
Please bring your friends from school. This is a non-weird event you could invite them to because we're just going to play games.
It's not.
And so we kind of feel like if we were to then do that, it's bait and switch. You know, we're telling the kids one thing, and then we're doing another thing. So we've sort of hold fast.
It's kind of youth ministry's history, isn't
Absolutely.
It? Largely,
and
yeah.
I'm not a big fan of the bait and switch.
I agree with you. Yeah.
So we've held strong on Friday nights. We play games. We give candy and snacks away. That is all we do. It is primarily to meet kids who just are not in a position where they're going to come on Sunday morning or to youth group or to church or whatever. So this is that sort of, this is that entry point event. Now, one of the things we're struggling with, not struggling, we're working towards a solution is how do we bridge the gap?
How do you get them back?
How do those kids that come on Friday night and come, because they come Friday night and they have a blast. So the next month, they're right on back. They're ready to go. But how do we then get some of those kids who now we have a great relationship with? We've met them. Mm-hmm. We know them by name. They know other kids in the youth group other than the friend who brought them because they've been coming for so long. How do we then get them to make that next step to the next event? And so for me, it's not about how much you do, although there is, again, I think a sweet spot.
Okay.
It's what's the strategy? And does everybody involved know the strategy?
Okay.
Starting with the students. Do they understand that this is, in fact, this was probably 8-9 years ago, we had an event for high schoolers, very similar. This is a middle school event that was, we're going to do this. And some of them, it was like, can you replace Friday Night Madness in high school? Because we missed it, right?
Because we need to socialize.
And that was what it was. And we created this event, and it was, all right, we're just going to play games. It's just going to be a fun night, lots of high energy and giveaways, and that's great. Bring your friends. We started this event. We were 6 months into it, and they were not bringing their friends.
Okay.
What they wanted was me to organize their social life.
Yeah.
We killed it, gangrened it.
Good for you. Well done.
Absolutely. No. The point of this event is to meet your friends from school who aren't ready to come to youth group yet because they're just not that far in their journey. If you're not going to bring them, then this event, you can do this event
in
your
house. You can do this in your home.
Yep. I want to go home.
Movie night at your house.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And so we killed it. So do all the stakeholders, the leaders, the students, even the church in general, understand what this event is designed to do and what the plan forward is.
I'm going to ask you a question about that event. Did you have any people in church leadership whose own kids were in your youth ministry at that time who wanted them to have more opportunities, let's say, to hang out with the church kids?
The answer is yes.
I've been in that seat.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a tough seat to be that. In.
And you got to plan more parties so my kids have someplace to go on Friday night that's safe.
When I gangrened it, I had pushback from a couple of those families because they thought it was the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Right.
Now, because they're leaders in our church, when I was able to sit down with them and say, look at the big picture with me.
Mm-hmm.
We do this event to reach this kind of kid. We do this event to reach this kind of kid. This event was meant to reach this kind of kid, and we never got that kind of kid. It's got to go. Yeah. They were able to, they didn't like it, but at least they were able to mentally understand it.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
We have an event similar in the summer. We do what's called a road trip adventure. It's a middle school thing. We try to do it as soon as school ends if we can. And it's like a middle schooler's dream day, right? They get up early, they go, they play laser tag, they go to the pool, they go to the movies, they eat pizza and subs. It's like,
man, that sounds like a great day for me. Why'd you qualify middle school?
It's
there?
A great day for me because I'm picking off sixth grade girls in laser tag. So I'm really excited. They're
of course
like,
you are.
Fox Mulder? I don't even know who that is. Why does he keep shooting me?
Well, you use an X-Files name?
I do.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious. You're old.
We do it for the same reason, to meet kids, and we encourage them to bring their friends, right? But we have not bridged the gap well with that. I wouldn't say we've had a lot of students who came to that event and then returned.
Returned.
And I'm not sure why. Part of it might be the schedule because it's summer and our events are more scattered then. But I would love to know, maybe that's a future discussion, how we do some follow-up and how we get those kids to come back.
It has to be a future discussion because we haven't figured it out yet.
Yeah,
We're still struggling. And the person who's been our middle school director for the last few years, that's the thing. If they look back, they think, man, the one thing we got to do better at is do that. And we just don't know how to do it. So we're in conversations.
Okay. So you have this laser tag, the paintball, the amusement park, whatever game
movie
nights.
Night,
like they're all in the mix for this kind of event.
Correct.
That you can bring your friends to. It's an outreach without any other intention.
Correct.
It's not bait and switch.
No bait and switch.
You don't have lock-in in that formula, do you?
No, I'm 100%.
God bless you, Matthew.
I'm 100% against lock-ins.
If you want to end your family life, schedule a lock-in.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're in play. They have a value. We have to figure out how to bridge the gap of that value to get kids to come back.
Right.
Okay.
And we also probably have to make sure that they're in perspective. In other words, if we, you know, if we've got events that are meant towards sort of the believing kid, the kid who's already believing, like we're trying to grow them in their faith, and we have events towards the non-believer, they don't even know who Jesus is, we're just trying to make contact with them. And then we have events for our leadership kids, we're trying to go really deep, right? Is there a balance, or is our calendar 80% contact work, 80% laser tag and paintball nights, and 20% you know content of discipling and things like that? Maybe we need to take an honest look at that. And I know that over the years there have been times where I've taken a step back and looked and gone, oh, I think we're heavy in one area, so we're skewing the group towards a certain population,
right?
You know, and I think we want to be a little bit more broad.
Yeah, I think we're probably light on this particular element. I don't think we have enough of this, maybe, especially in the high school group. Opportunities for kids to just come
and be
and have fun. Yeah, we encourage our small groups to do that, of course, and that would be the better benefit.
Ideal.
We've tried to talk our leaders through the idea of having your small group not only do events just for them, but to try to create an event where they can kind of bring mutual friends, right? And do stuff together and introduce them to the rest of the group.
That'd be a great thing.
It never works. That's tough.
Yeah. Okay. So there's a place for laser tag. There's a place for amusement parks. But do they know what the place is? Does everybody involved know what their place is and why they matter?
Yeah.
So that, because again, one of the struggles that we have is sometimes even with our leaders, like, oh, it's just a game night.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be there Sunday night to lead my small group, but you know what? I'm not coming to the game night, because they don't see maybe the value in what piece of the bigger picture that event is.
Mm.
And so then that's on me. That's on the leader to be able to sit down with that leader and help them see the value of that event, so that they place as high a value on being at that event as they do at leading their small group or whatever it is.
So these events are really symptomatic of our strategy. Are we thinking through the strategy of all these elements to meet kids that we haven't met yet?
Correct.
And get our kids involved in outreach. Have you ever thought if Jesus had ever wanted to play paintball with the disciples? I mean, can you imagine what that would have been like?
That would be awesome.
He would have been just pelting them.
True story.
With paintballs.
But I don't think he'd be up in the top of a laser tag arena picking off middle school girls.
Sure he would.
Oh, well, maybe he would. I don't know. You're just saying that because it makes you feel better.
They're great memory makers. They're great pictures for Instagram.
Absolutely.
All these kinds of events. I think they're important, but they have to keep in their place.
Keep them in perspective and make sure the vision is cast.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's it for today. We'll be back tomorrow with day 13, the middle of the alphabet.
Woohoo!
Jump us out.
Later.